In the follow-up to accusations pertaining to Harvey Weinstein, women continue to come forward as part of the Me Too movement to publicly acknowledge sexual harassment and abuse. Let's take a closer look with Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup poll. Hi, Frank.
Hello, Dave.
Frank, does Gallup specifically have polling on harassment in the workplace?
We look overall. The way we've worded this, actually, we started asking this as part of our October crime poll back in 2000. We said, have you yourself been the victim of sexual assault? And then we say, have you yourself worried about being the victim of sexual assault? Now, keep in mind we're saying sexual assault, not sexual harassment, because that's the way we initially worded it. And we found, we just updated this just a few days ago, 30% of American women say that they worry frequently or occasionally about being the victim of sexual assault. And we look at that by trend all the way back to 2000, as I mentioned, and it hasn't really varied that much. That 30% is actually a little lower than we've seen at other points in time. So no evidence in these data that there's a big jump in that, but it's still one out of three women who say they worry, at least occasionally, about sexual assault.
Does Gallup dig deeper in terms of the response?
We do. We look, of course, at younger and older women, and I say of course because I think that's one of the dividing points people talk about. And sure enough, if you're under 50 and a female, almost 4 out of 10 say they worry at least occasionally about being the victim of sexual assault, and it's much lower, below 20% among those who are older. We also ask, as I mentioned, over the last year, have you been the victim of sexual assault? And that's quite low. 2% of women say that they or somebody in their family has been the victim of sexual assault over the last 12 months. And when we probe deeper, we find that a little more than half of that is the woman that we are interviewing personally. So it's well under 2% of women who report back to us that they've been the victim of sexual assault in this very general sense. So again, we're not asking about the workplace specifically, but we're just saying sexual assault in general over the last 12 months.
Frank, more than 160 inmates are on death row in Pennsylvania, though the last execution was in 1999. Can you talk about support for or against the death penalty nationwide?
Indeed, and this is remarkable this year because we've seen a significant drop in support for the death penalty. We've talked about it off and on over the years that despite all of the objections and the fact that many states are not executing inmates anymore, like Pennsylvania, although it's still on the books, we have still seen majority support. And we still do, but it's 55%, and that's the key number. 55% of Americans say yes, they support the use of the death penalty in cases of murder, but that was as high as 80% back in the 1990s. And has been routinely in the 70% and the 60% level most of the year since. So this year marked a significant drop.
Is 55% an all-time low?
It is not. When there was a moratorium on death penalties nationwide because it was under legal dispute back in the 60s and 70s, there were a couple of different Gallup polls where we had less than half who supported it. In fact, we had as low as 42% in the mid to late 60s who say they supported the death penalty. But then executions commenced again. Remember, Gary Gilmore was the first person who got executed after some legal rulings made it okay for states to do that. And then support actually rose from that point up to the aforementioned 80%. Since then, it's been coming down again.
Frank, President Donald Trump has now completed three quarters of his first year in office. Enough time to compare to other recent presidents in their first three quarters.
Indeed it is. In fact, we can go back to Dwight Eisenhower and look at his third quarter, which you'll well remember would have been in the fall of 1953. At any rate, Donald Trump's third quarter is the lowest in history. That's the bottom line. 37% is his average approval rating for his third quarter as president. The nearest president lower to Donald Trump was Bill Clinton, and that would have been in his third quarter in office back in 1993 with a 48% average rating. Now, Barack Obama, third quarter, 2009, 53%, and the numbers are higher from that point on. George H.W. Bush, back in 1989, had a 69% approval rating in his third quarter. And his son, George W. Bush, had a 72% rating in the third quarter of 2001. But a good part of that came after 9/11 when there was a classic rally effect. Kennedy, Eisenhower, they were even higher. So there's no question about it. And certainly this is something that we have been stressing when we look at this approval rating. Donald Trump is coming in with the lowest approval ratings for his point in time for any president that we at Gallup have ever measured.
We've been noting for a long time dysfunction in government as a top concern for Americans, even preceding the Trump administration. But when you fold in these new findings and attitudes about the president, Does that also contribute to Americans saying that government is the top problem?
It does. We ask every month what's the most important problem facing the country. And as you mentioned, we find consistently now that the government is the number one problem. It certainly has been in October. And sure enough, 1% of those people say it's Donald Trump. That's what they think is the biggest problem in the country. But an even higher percent of that group say their distress is, the reason they say the government's the top problem has to do with Congress. Inactivity on the part of Congress, partisan bickering on the part of Congress, not representing constituents on the part of Congress, all of that comes through when we look at these verbatims. So, importantly, it's not that Americans say government is too big, they don't like the way that their bureaucracies are functioning, they don't like the fact that government has too much power. That's not what people tell us. People are saying it's the process of government, the way that the men and women we elect and send off to represent us are behaving themselves, that's what distresses them. And that's why we have so many who tell us that's the biggest, most important problem facing the country today.
Thanks, Frank.
You bet, Dave.
Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup Poll. He joins us each week at this time on Newsworks Tonight.